بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Living the Quran through the Living Quran, an audio-visual translation of Tafsir al-Nur of Sheikh Mohsen Qaraati, translated by Salim Bimji and edited by Arif Huda. Audio version read out by the translator. In this 22-part series, we will be reviewing Chapter 58 of the Noble Quran, Surah Al-Mujadila, The Pleading Woman.
Work of the Devil. Secret councils held for other reasons are only a provocation from Satan, in order that he may cause grief to the believers. Yet he cannot harm them in anything unless by Allah's permission. And in Allah let the believers put their trust. Thinking points. Every effect which occurs in the universe of existence has its root and source returning back to Allah. Even the fire which burns and the sword which slices. Thus, if the all-grand Allah wills, even the wishes of His true friends, the awliya, will remain unfulfilled. Therefore, the believers must rely solely on Allah and must not be afraid of anything else. And thus, with a spirit of trust and confidence in Allah, the believers will definitely overcome all of their problems, thwart the plans of the followers of Satan, and thwart the various conspiracies. Takeaway messages. 1. Just as extravagance and excessive consumption makes a person the brother of the devil, so too secret counsel is also something which can lead a person into the rank of being considered demonic. As God says in the Quran in Surah Al-Isra, chapter 17, verse 27, surely squanderers are ever brothers of Satan's, and Satan is ever ungrateful to his Lord. 2. Any overt and covert speech that causes fear and apprehension amongst the Muslims is a satanic act. 3. Concerns must be expressed in such a way that no one is harmed by their being uttered. 4. The believers are in the protection and shelter of Allah. 5. The efforts of the hypocrites are not out of the divine realm. They are being watched by Allah. 6. We must always struggle to neutralize the enemy's psychological warfare against us. 7. The healing remedy for any unrest in fear is complete trust, tawakkul, in Allah. 8. Trusting in Allah is not the work of just anyone. Rather, it requires true faith, iman, and although Allah supports the believers, however, they too must rely solely upon Him. We will continue in our next discussion with the commentary of verse 11.